Welcome to Reflecting God. She asked me to stop by for a few minutes. En route to a hospital call, I knocked at her door. She invited me into her small kitchen and offered a cup of coffee. A few weeks earlier, shortly before he died, her husband had confessed his sin and received Christ as his Savior. All those years, he would not let me tithe on his income. I always paid tithe on what I earned, but he wouldn't allow me to tithe on his, she explained, as she reached in the pocket of her faded apron. She produced a fat envelope and slid it across the table to me. He also didn't trust banks. I found this money hidden among his things. The envelope was full of cash. There are $2,500 in there. I want to give $1,000 to missions, $1,000 to the building program, and $500 to the church, she stated firmly. And Pastor, I don't want anybody to know where it came from. I nodded my head in agreement. After prayer, I quickly headed to the bank to make the deposit. On the way, I thanked God for the generosity and Christ-like spirit that filled her life and her small, humble home. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.